You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Oh my God, help me, Jesus. That passage is going to set somebody free. I've been crucified to this world. And it's in Christ alone that I place my trust. Ah, Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength is Christ alone.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, He Touched Me Again. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13 and 14.
I got to teach. Isaiah 41 says, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold you or touch your right hand. I'm saying to you, fear not, for I will help you." Glory to God. How many need some help? Well, God says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to assist you. I heard your cry. I believe this verse highlights God's personal touch. Bishop Jakes has a ministry called the Potter's Touch. I believe God is about the potter, is about to touch somebody. His personal, write it down, intimate, active touch. Personal, intimate, and active touch. His personal, intimate, and active presence. Because when God shows up, He doesn't show up with empty hands. We got to put our confidence back in God. And this passage offers us hope. No matter how wormy a situation is, God see your potential. And that's what He's going to minister to you. Your wormy situation doesn't take away His power or reduce His power. Actually, it shows up even the more. Because the worse it is, the more warm His mercy is. Intimately, expect His power and His presence, His intimate and active touch. The Lord spoke to my heart to tell you that He's about to reassure you of His love. He's about to reassure you of His strength. He's about to reassure you of His tangible anointing. He's about to hold you. Now in church, we always give what we call a Holy Ghost hug. Because people can't handle a full body. Get your full body at home. When I was coming up, they say, well, kiss your neighbor, because the Bible said kiss him with a holy kiss. You got to stop that. Ain't no holy kisses. Not in the 21st century. We are so limited today. If you get a full body hug, somebody would think, well, they're after me. Or the man thinks she loved me. That's how empty we are. So I'm not telling you to do no full body. I've said God is about to hold on to you. There is no casual embrace. He's about to... hold it for a while so you can relax. That's what he told me. You're going to sense his strength, his tangible anointing. That means he's going to manifest it. God is everywhere. He's omniscient and omnipotent, omnipresent. But you don't sense it. Anytime the anointing shows up, he is manifesting his omnipresence. He's stepping out of the supernatural into your realm to let you know he's touching you. That's what the anointing is. And he's about to manifest his presence. The manifested presence of God. Isaiah 49, you hear me saying this in both services. Verse 16 is a passage that is guiding this message today. See, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your walls are continually before me. Notice, I've engraved you in the palm of my hand. It's like God has tattooed your name in his hand. Think about that. Which guides him to reach out and touch your hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another passage that is speaking to me is out of Psalm 139 in verse 10. I gave you Isaiah 49 and 16. Why am I laying down track? Because that's what I do. And many of you don't take notes and you wonder why the word slips. I'm a teacher. I lay down so much track on a Sunday morning. If you don't write it down, you're not going to be able to keep it. You better download something on your phone like Evernote and start taking notes when I'm teaching. Because I just gave you a passage of scripture and I guarantee you, you hadn't read it before. Isaiah 49 verse 16 again. Come on, Miss Clifford, my second grade teacher. That lady had 15 bracelets on one arm. Writing on a chalkboard. And I grew up in the time where if you didn't listen, the teacher can paddle you. And so Miss Clifford said, Tommy Lee, why are you talking to my class? And she was a white female. And she had bracelets. She said, come here. And she grabbed him by his mouth. And she squeezed the jaw together. Now talk in my class again. He sat down, didn't talk in her class no more. But see, we can't handle. That's abuse, right? But he didn't talk no more. He went to Purdue playing football academically as well as athletically. Because she made him pay attention. Now, we can't do that now. But the Holy Ghost is grabbing you by your jaw. Talking while I'm preaching, flowing. Write something down so you can take it home. You got to be active about your faith. If I spend hours to get the word, you can't spend minutes to write it down? Tell me to go on. Tell me. Isaiah 49 verse 16. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Psalm 139 and verse 10. Even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall what? Hold me. In other words, I've lost stability, but you're going to make sure I'm held. You can't see this tied to Jesus walking on water. You can't see the fulfillment with Peter. It's not just an encounter. David prophesied that he would hold us by his right hand. And then he manifested on the sea. And he's going to manifest it in your life as well. Here's another one, Psalm 40, verse 11. It's guiding this message. Whew. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. So if you add this passage, Psalm Isaiah 40 to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. You get a more intimate view of how he moves. Ooh, Jesus, glory to God. Not only does he lead us beside still waters, but he gathers the lambs that can't keep up. Or the young ones, the ones that's struggling. They haven't been taught like some of us. They haven't seen the glory. They stray sometimes. They are aggravating sometimes because they don't listen. But instead of him kicking them away, he gathers them in his arms and holds them close to what? His heart. And God is always closer to the brokenhearted. So if you say, man, I'm really broken right now, I don't know what's happening, you got a sense through the word, where is God? He's right there looking at you. But you think he's far away. But when you're broken, he's right there. Glory to God. And if anybody is broken and needs an encounter, he's right there. You're next in line. I'm going to be teaching it at 11, Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. That means you're discombobulated. You talk way too much. Can't be quiet. Got to say something about everything. But God says, I'm going to show you love. That means you don't feel loved. My God. The reason why you're aggravated is because you don't feel loved. Jesus. And if love was shown, you would quiet it down. Hint, 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 hint. A woman needs love just like you do. Don't kid yourself. So what I'm trying to say is that if we love each other, men need love just like you do. Ooh. Don't kid yourself into thinking that he don't. So what I'm trying to say, if there's a cry or even a silent scream, it means that we don't show love. God says, but I will rejoice over you with singing. You mean God is going to praise me? This encounter is going to mess you up because he's not just looking for praise, but he said, I'm going to sing over you. Whew, man, if God was Teddy Pendergrass, we would all be hurting. But God says, I'm going to sing over truth revealed. He's going to sing over you. That deserves a praise, man. Thank you, Jesus. I believe I got the word for it. There's a song by L. Spencer Smith. It's called Cross Alone. Both services will hear this. An altar built, a table spread, a tree that grew, a life was spared. Between two thorns, justice was placed. Blood for the world, amazing grace. Oh, how I'm drawn to the cross alone, the place where mercy and sinners atone, the place where my sins met their end. Everything changed there. The cross alone. New life begins there. The cross alone. A rugged place of justice took a carpenter, a Christ that would give up his life in exchange for a world so lost to claim his name. Oh, how I'm drawn to the cross alone. This is a beautiful song. If I was you, I would listen to it as you are hearing me preach, because a part of that inspired this message. And I believe God is carrying us back to the cross where we had our first touch. I believe God wants you to start thinking about how you were when he first saved you. How wormy you were when he first saved you, and you don't know nothing about him, but he touched you. And he wants you to examine how things shifted. That's why he gave you the ability to recall. Hallelujah. And you need to see, if he didn't love you in that moment, we may not be here. The plan of the enemy was to have you killed in a car wreck, or sabotaged or murdered or stabbed. Hallelujah. But God touched you and snatched you out. Hallelujah. And some of us, he's had to drag to the house of God because we don't have his nature yet. But he still loves us. In every house, there is a relentless one. And somebody prayed. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for you and your family. Hallelujah. And God brought you out. He touched you. Say, he touched me. He touched you. He touched you to your core. Don't forget it. But my message today is he's going to touch you again. And the same transitions, the same shifts and transformation is about to happen again in your life. And he's going to set new track for your future. Galatians chapter 6, verse 13, that guides the cross alone says, for not even those who are circumcised keep the law. That's religious people that be talking about holiness of hell. They don't even keep the law. But they desire to have you circumcised or to dress like they dress, long dresses, no earrings. That you, no makeup, that they may boast in your flesh. Look at my proselyte. Look at who I raised. Look at my mascot. But the next verse says, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Every bondage has been crucified with Christ. You don't have to be nobody's proselyte, but don't be a proselyte of the flesh. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. That passage is going to set somebody free. I've been crucified to this world. And it's in Christ alone that I place my trust. Ah, Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. And every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength is Christ alone. So he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know
he touched me.
And he made me whole. Clap your hands and give him praise. Give me a seat. Your hands and give him praise. Something happened. Type anointing where salvations and baptisms will occur organically. God is about to touch his people. He's even doing it now. Hallelujah. Can we offer another praise unto the Lord? Something happened, and now Him. He's touching you. Divine encounters expected. Atmosphere of worship. Right here, right here, right here. Hallelujah. touch me. He touched me. The touch that removes fear. The touch that removes fear. He says, do not fear. And I don't know what it is that's rising up right now in the hearts of God's people, but he's touching the fearful hearted. With fear comes torment. There are some of you that are even afraid of being successful or moving in your gifts. It requires accountability. I come against the spirit of fear. The Lord spoke to me and said, it's rising up in God's people. And when you don't step out in faith, fear comes. Don't make an excuse for your calling. His touch is going to remove fear. Fear weakens your knees. You won't have devotion. Fear clouds your mind. You won't receive the word. You'll hear it, but it won't go to the heart. Fear isolates your heart. It will not allow it to be activated to faith. It's like a covering over your heart that won't allow faith to generate. But this touch is going to touch the fear factor in your life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, He Touched Me Again, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 31 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Sunday, March 29th at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women History Month, and the 2026 theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future, celebrates the contributions of women who are leading sustainability efforts across environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.